KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy, and 28 degrees in Atlantic. A winter weather advisory goes into effect for Cass and several of our area counties beginning at 9 a.m. Other area counties will have a winter storm warning in effect from 9 a.m. until 6 a.m. Saturday. That includes Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison counties. And from 11 a.m. today until 6 a.m. Saturday, winter storm warning for Union and Ringgold counties. Total snow accumulations across southwest and west central Iowa could be anywhere from 6 to 10 inches with locally higher amounts. In anticipation of that snowfall and treacherous road conditions, several area school districts have canceled their classes for today, and they include Atlantic, ACGC, Audubon, Boyer Valley, Cam, and Charter Oak Ute. No school today. Coon Rapids, Bayard, Exira EHK, Griswold, IKM Manning, the Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. Missouri Valley, Nottoway Valley, Orion Maxburg have all canceled classes for today. No school in Riverside, Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, West Central Valley, and West Harrison have all canceled classes. Also, there's no Atlantic Jack and Jill preschool at the YMCA today. No Child Watch either. And Atlantic Head Start has canceled for today. Now, those are just the school announcements. You can read other weather-related announcements under Community Hub on our homepage at KJAN.com. Look for information you need. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A motorcycle accident late Thursday night in Adair County has claimed the life of a man from Fontenelle. The Iowa State Patrol reports 59-year-old Jay Zimmerlein died in the crash that occurred around 11:27 p.m. on I-80 westbound near Menlo. The 2011 Harley-Davidson motorcycle he was riding went out of control and entered the median before it hit a cable barrier. Jay Zimmerlein was thrown from the machine and died from his injuries at the scene. His body was transported to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny for autopsy. Adair County Sheriff's deputies and Menlo Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene. Police in Red Oak report a woman was arrested at around 4:15 p.m. Thursday for interference with official acts. 50-year-old Sally Mae Peterson was taken into custody at the intersection of Oak and Broadway Streets in Red Oak. Peterson was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. A man from Montgomery County was arrested Wednesday night on a warrant for contempt of court. Mills County Sheriff's Office's deputies picked up 48-year-old Jerry Lee Dawson of Red Oak from the Montgomery County deputies at around 9:30 p.m. Wednesday. The transfer of custody took place at the Mills-Montgomery County line. Dawson was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. The owner of an iconic downtown grocery store in southwest Iowa says he will rebuild after fire gutted Mulholland's Grocery in Malvern just over a month ago. Firefighters from more than two dozen communities battled the December 10th blaze, though an investigation into the fire's cause is still underway. Owner Tom Mulholland says the store will return, although it may take a year.
The insurance investigators and state fire marshal are waiting for some more information, and it's extremely frustrating for myself and then the neighbors that have to wait through this.
Mulholland says reconstruction won't be able to get underway until the investigation is complete.
We can't set any sort of a time frame, and of course with construction issues being the way they are thanks to COVID, then I'm sure that's going to delay things also, but that's why we wanted to try to hit the ground running and get some ideas going and talking to people to get our ideas in the works.
Mulholland says he's not ready to retire, and reopening the store is what's best for his community.
Malvern needs some sort of a grocery store here. People have really realized how much they depended upon it over the past few weeks, and I've heard so many comments. You know, it's going to secure the future of our community and allow for the continued growth that Malvern has seen over the past many years.
Mulholland adds that he's amazed by the support coming from within and far beyond the community.
I worked in Omaha for 20 years before I bought the store. I've heard from so many of my customers there. I've heard from people all over the country that have been customers or came from Malvern or, you know, just have some ties to my business or my community in some way. We've received donations from all over.
Malvern Bank and Malvern Area Betterment Association still have an official donation account for those affected by the fire. Donations can be dropped off at Malvern Bank with a reference to the GoFund Malvern account or through the GoFund Malvern account on Venmo.
Cass and Ottawa County Community Foundations are reminding nonprofit organizations in both counties that the deadline to apply for grant funds is Tuesday, February 1st. Applications are currently being accepted online for the spring grant cycle, with approximately $125,000 available in each county to support their respective county nonprofit organizations and community projects. Full application details, a fact sheet, and link to the application form can be found online at www.swiowafoundations.org and selecting either Cass or Audubon County. Applications will only be accepted through the online system, and only nonprofit organizations in each county are eligible. For example, Cass County nonprofits cannot cross over and apply for funds in Audubon County and vice versa. The cycle of grants is made possible through the State of Iowa County Endowment Fund Program and is funded by a percentage of the state's commercial gaming tax revenue, which is distributed annually to participating community foundations associated with counties that do not have a state-issued gaming license. Only organizations providing services in Cass or Audubon County are eligible to apply. In each county, those organizations must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support and be an IRS-approved 501c3 public charity, a local municipality, or fiscally sponsored project. Now, for the spring of 2022, the community foundations will entertain requests for capital and program support. General operating support would only be considered for extenuating non-recurring circumstances. You can contact Stacy Goodman or Sydney Calgano at theomahafoundation.org, 800-794-3458, with any application-related questions you might have. All completed grant applications will be considered at the March board meeting, with applicants being notified of funding decisions by the end of March. And a reminder, officials of the city of Corning have declared a 24-hour snow emergency effective at noon today. No parking will be allowed on marked snow route streets in Corning during the first 12 hours of the snow emergency. Except for the business district, parking during the first 12 hours on all other streets will be on the south and west side only. For the remainder of the snow emergency, parking will be allowed on the north and east side of the street in Corning, if not prohibited by signs. All no parking signs in direction of travel parking will be enforced. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.